So that is the final look at sports this morning. Maritzburg College old boy Jesse Grill is set to become Springbok skipper number 67. Grill is set to earn his 80th cap for the Boks, starting at centre alongside Damien Dialendi. The Boks face Italy on Saturday at Loftus, and with the big boss Sarasi Erasmus naming a very strong side, he says it shows how seriously the Boks are taking the series.
You know, we've been there when Italy beat us, you know, and I can remember the World Cup pool game. We actually organized that game to be probably our most vital pool game in 2019. You know how big that game was. I think they reserved the red card in that game, which maybe swung the momentum a hell of a lot in our way. But I mean, that game was really nervy for us, and a lot of the players who's here can remember that. And then since, you know, Cassado has taken over, the new coach, he certainly has brought a lot of, I wouldn't say conservative, but it's not the Italy of 2-3 years ago. It's a really well-structured team, I believe.
Yeah, it is a well-structured team, but surely at Loftus, the Boks win this one, I reckon, by 20-plus points. 10 past 5 kickoff on Saturday. Tennis news, Carlos Alcaraz says he knew nothing about British qualifier Oliver Target before Wimbledon began. The defending champion faces the world number 733, who plays in the US college system. That means he's still technically an amateur and can't bank most of the prize money. And Alcaraz says he won't be taking Tarvet lightly.
He's in the second round because he deserves it. He's playing a great tennis. I don't have to think like I'm gonna win easily. I have to have respect to him, even though he's not playing professionally, or he has played just his first tour level match.
Yeah, Emma Raducanu expecting a huge challenge today when she takes on former Wimbledon champion Markéta Vondrousova in the second round. Since winning the title 2 years ago, Vondrousova had a number of injuries, but Raducanu says the Czech looks back to something resembling her best.
Really difficult match, and obviously has won Wimbledon, so amazing grass court player in general, and I think it's going to be a really difficult match, and I'm going to need to play very well to get over the line.
And then women's top seed, Aryna Sabalenka, faces Czech Marie Buskova in the second round this afternoon. Sabalenka, of course, reaching two Grand Slam finals this year, but lost to Madison Keys at the Australian Open and, of course, Coco Gauff at the French Open.
I'm just trying to focus on myself, get better in my game, get better on and off the court, and I'm just trying to bring my best tennis every time, and I'm just trying to fight for my dreams, and I'm not like thinking of being world number one and being one of the favorites.
Yeah, so a lot of tennis to look forward to today with some of the big seeds in action. And then finally, the Sharks on a 16 Grand Como side are back in action today in Pretoria. They're facing the Blue Bulls for a place in the final. Kickoff in that one.